Hello, this is a recording to help Emily practice the lines from scene 3. Scene 3 is when we first meet the Hobbs family, Emily, Michael, and Walter. And Emily and Michael are coming to Walter's office to remind him that they need to go Christmas shopping. And they arrive at nearly the same time as Buddy, who is going to try to introduce himself as Walter's son. I will read the parts of the other characters, and I will leave airtime for Emily to say hers. Okay. The scene starts without Emily in it. And Emily, you're going to listen for when Walter shouts for coffee now. And Deb says right away. That's your cue when he's yelling for coffee to come in. And then that way you're there and ready to talk after Deb says right away. Okay, let's get started. We got a problem, Mr. Hobbs. Jingle the Jolly Christmas Puppy is tanking in every bookstore in the country.
Why?
Because 2 whole pages are missing from the last chapter.
What?
Without them, the end of the book makes no sense.
Deb!
Yes, Mr. Hobbs.
Coffee! No!
Right away. Hi, Dad.
Go where?
I can't. I'm swamped.
Dad, it is well documented that the children of workaholics are prone to self-esteem issues.
Ugh, could we please continue this delightful conversation over here? And then Walter kind of gets you to go over to the side of the stage and you pretend to have a tense conversation while the next part happens.
Excuse me, I'm here to see a Walter Hobbs.
I'm Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf? What a riot. Who sent you?
Santa.
Santa?
Uh-huh, from the North Pole.
I'm sure Mr. Hobbs will be delighted to meet you, but he's in a meeting right now.
Would you mind waiting a few minutes?
Sure.
Can I get you anything?
A coffee?
Oh, chocolate milk would be fantastic. You're making it sound like it's my fault. Today is impossible. Isn't it, Deb?
Oh, yes, Mr. Hobbs.
Dad!
Who are you?
Looks like someone sent you a Christmas-gram, Mr. Hobbs.
What?
Meet Buddy the Elf.
Well, aren't you going to sing a song or something?
A song? Yeah. Anything for you, Dad. I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and you didn't know I was born, so I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Call security.
Susan Wells had me, and she didn't tell you. But now I'm here.
Susan Wells?
Susan passed away years ago. I don't know, Mrs. Hobbs. He came without a gift card.
Mrs. Hobbs, are you married to my dad?
Then you're my stepmommy.
Would you like a hug?
Wait, he's my brother?
Listen, Buddy. Some nice men are going to take you away from here.
But I want to stay with you, Dad.
Right as he says that, you pretend to take some of his hair.
Ouch! Mom, you pulled my hair.
And then you'll take an envelope and pretend to put that hair in an envelope in your purse.
You got a problem here, Mr. Hobbs?
Yes. Get this elf out of here.
Will do, sir. Let's go, buddy.
That's me!
Where do you want us to take him?
I don't know. Take him to the North Pole.
Sure thing.
The North Pole?
No problem. They got one at Macy's.
I just came from the North Pole. I walked. It's 3,408 miles. I took the Lincoln Tunnel. But if you take the George Washington Bridge, it's a mile shorter.
All right. And that's it for scene three. And I will see you on the next recording about scene five, which is I'll Believe in You. All right. Bye.